and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 367, or, as we're calling it here, year two, day one. Groundhog Day. Hello, Kim. Oh, Jonathan, you are slipping. Kim beat you. Oh, or do I need to refresh and then it'll turn round? Let me have a look. Refresh. No, Kim beat you. Good evening to you both. How has your day been?
Ooh. Don't ask.
Is that Jonathan?
Yes.
Hello, Renato. Lovely name. Hello, Tony. How did it go, or do we not ask? Fingers were crossed, prayers were said. I'm hoping it wasn't as hideous as it all sounded. So we were with you.
If you read further down, it looks like good news.
Oh, excellent. Right, I just need to catch up.
When a Sarah.
I'm not even going. I don't do languages, you know that, unless the VBA.
That's Spanish, isn't it?
I think it is. Buenasera?
Buenasera.
Birthday week. Oh, indeed. Yes. It's just day two of the birthday week, really, isn't it? Oh, last night was epic. Oh, it was epic. Oh, we need Simon in, obviously. Jonathan, you will not be aware of this because you headed off to bed or whatever it is you do. Simon was live on the show. No, not the bin on a Monday. That's the Sunday toy.
Ah.
No, Jonathan missed Simon, but it's all right. It's in the feed. Simon was fabulous. Shared all about his Mac Mini. So you definitely need to catch up on that one, Jonathan. Right, I'm catching up and catching up. Hello, Paul. Good morning, Sydney. Oh, excellent, Tony. That is wonderful, wonderful news. Yeah, what a good way to start year two. On webinar, but following chat. Poor Paul. Mind you, Paul in Ohio does that quite a bit as well. Oh, hello, Renee. You were doing the Italian guy. Uh-huh.
Does that mean Renee was Renato?
I think so. Oh, does that mean Renee and Renato?
Yeah.
1981 Christmas number one UK. Oh, if you've never seen the video,
Johnny,
you're going
to
be
too young to know that.
Oh, he would, wouldn't he? Be about minus what? Minus eight. I'm sure he's heard it, though. Was it Save Your Love?
Save your love, my darling. Save your love.
Right, I'm catching
throwing
up.
Throwing roses up there. They were from Birmingham, weren't they?
The funniest thing about the video, if you've never seen the video, Mike, go find the link
I'm
and put it
find
in.
The, video.
The thing with the video is, if you watch it, if you can manage to watch it to the point where he is serenading her from the street and she is on a balcony and he throws a rose up to her and she catches it. But if you actually watch the video, he throws the rose up and it starts to fall down again. But just at that point, they cut and she catches it. It's shocking. You've got to be the right video. It's got to be the right one that's got that in it. But, oh, you've got to see it. No, that's the one. Him in his jumper.
Yeah. This
and his open neck shirt. Oh. But, you know, my mum loved that, so I had to go in the shop and buy it for her. Oh, happy memories of 1981 or 1980. Oh, happy, happy, happy days. Yes, Jonathan. Young Simon. Oh, Kim is part of the M1 team. Well done, Kim. Mike's got the video in. Yeah. Can you find the bit where he throws the rose up and then it starts to fall, but she catches it anyway? Oh, fantastic.
That means I've got to watch it all.
No. It's later on towards the end when she's on the balcony. Yeah. There you go. Look, he's got the rose and he's going to throw it up. That's the bit.
Okay, copy video URL at current time.
Yeah, but play it so I can see it. Oh, I want to see it.
Are we allowed?
No, not the music. Just the... I can see your desktop.
Okay.
Can't get the staff
put it
here.
On mute.
There you go. He's going to start to throw it. It starts to fall down and she catches it. Oh, classic videos.
Right.
Oh, didn't get a choice about sedation. Oh, does that mean that they did or they didn't? Did they insist that you have it? Or did they not offer it to you? Shocking stuff. Yet that second one has got the timestamp where he starts to throw it up and then it starts to fall. But they cut to her and she catches it. Oh, good 80s editing or what? Anyway, talking of tech, with Simon and his Mac Mini, and Kim and her new toy, what about the news that the event is not going to be in March?
The event could be any time.
You know that and I know that, but was it John Prosser?
It was Prosser.
Who said...
shave his eyebrows.
He was that convinced that it was going to be the 23rd of March, he said he'd shave his eyebrows if it wasn't. And the only problem about that is not going to be March. And I said to Mike, if I was Tim Cook and I'd read that, I'd be like, oh, stop! Stop the presses. Let's move this event to April. Because I want to see him with no eyebrows. So I think that's what's happened. But apparently... ah, God, Renee's seen the rose scene. Bad, isn't it? The rest of the video is just every bit as bad.
I bought three things this morning. And it looks like they're sending them separately.
Oh, this is Amazon for you.
But I paid for them on one bill.
Oh, yeah. But do you know what annoys me even more? When I order something, and it'll be like a tiny something, like a card for somebody, because, you know, obviously COVID not going out. So there'll be a card for somebody, and I'll think, right, I'm going to order that, and then I'm going to wait 3 hours, and then I'll order the other thing that I want. And let's imagine that the other thing that I want is a cactus. But basically, whatever the other thing is, it's going to be an awkward shape. And it potentially, if it was in the same packet as the card, it would damage it. So I leave it, you know, 5 hours later, I order the second item and they come in the same box. And as expected, the card looks like it's been in a boxing match. Yeah, well,
there was an option to have everything in one box.
Ah, but that can then wait 2 days while they contemplate it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, you never do that.
Less packaging and less trips to your house.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be here till Friday.
Yeah, they also do that with me because I've got Prime. I can order things at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and still get them before 10 at night. But it defaults to tomorrow. And I'm like, if I can have it today, why would I wait till tomorrow? Because I'm like a child at Christmas and I want it and I want it now. So I never tick that box either.
And I'm sure most of you saw the screenshot that I posted to Slack, which basically said, this is our recommendations based on your recent views. And it was basically a whole load of lady pipes.
Can you imagine you decided to do it in a demo? I'll put it up on cloud app and then we can all see it.
Okay.
So many lady pipes, so little time.
Yeah.
So Tony said that they just did it. Was in there for an hour and a half and glad they did do the sedation. It was painful even with it. Oh, no. That's awful news, isn't it? I once terrified a child. Not in the same way. It was in the dentist. But there I am in the dentist chair. And obviously I was about 8 months into my treatment by this stage, maybe even more. And the door was open and they were showing this child round. Obviously, a child a bit nervous, maybe. You know, and I didn't mind the door being open. I was quite relaxed at that stage. I wouldn't have been at the beginning, but I was quite relaxed at that stage with the dentist. So I can't remember what exactly we were doing. Either refitting something. It involved some drilling anyway. So the dentist had his back to the door and he said, do you want sedation? I said, no, I never have sedation. So he said, right, well, I'll sort out the injection, you know, like numb you up. I said, no, not got time for that. I said, I won't be able to drink for hours if you do that. Just do it. So he said, are you sure you don't want it? I said, I'm positive. Well, now, what the kid at the door with eyes on stalks didn't know that I knew it wasn't going to hurt. It'd be fine. So he turned around with a drill in his hand and the kid nearly fainted. And he then started drilling. But what the kid didn't know was I'd already had a root canal on that, so I didn't have a nerve in there. It wasn't going to hurt. But the poor child's face. You know, so if you're saying like, oh, take the sedation, yeah. I couldn't be doing with being sedated. No, I need it. I'm too much of a control freak for that. I need to know what's going on. What can I say? But the not having any anaesthetic, that did, yeah, poor child. I'm sure. Can you imagine the child getting into the chair and saying, I can have some painkillers, can't I? That should have been explained, I think, to the poor child. Never mind. Oh, hello, Tracy. Oh, Doctors B and C have made supper. Going to share it. They can't be with us on the 19th, St. Joseph's Day. Mr. T's Saints Day. That was swift then. But hello and goodbye. Sure you'll catch up later because it's day one of year two. There may be a certificate on the way. Can't say any more. Ooh, Renee's ordered some toys as well. Seems like it's toy week. I need to find something to buy. Mind you, I don't usually have a problem in that department, do I? Right, let's have a look what that is. They knocked Kim out completely for a colonoscopy. You must be grabby at the tube or something. Oh, Lola gets to go outside. I'm looking at this new toy. It's being acquired. Right, let me have a look at that. Oh, that looks like an industrial level dock, doesn't it? Let's have a look at all those lovely, lovely ports. Wow, that has got a lot of interfaces on it. And more than one HDMI as well. And 5K support. Wow. Wow, that does look amazing. Where did that just go? And that's not a bad price for that, is it? I've seen, you know, the cheap kind of stuff at like £40-50. And they don't have half the things on it that that's got. That looks amazing. Wow. And we're all going to need something like that with Apple in the future, aren't we? On account of the fact there's hardly anything in it. Do you know there's one port on there I don't think I've seen for years? And that is the input for a microphone that's just... I've seen standard USB inputs, but that one's got an actual, like, record input. Oh, that takes me back. I think my Windows PC's got that. But my Windows PC has been in Mike's tender loving care for years while he fixes it. Anyway, apparently it's fixed, so I could potentially use it again. I couldn't get it past a blue screen of death demanding an update. But he's obviously got the touch with it, because that was what was wrong with his mother's. So he's fixed hers as well, but hers has a hardware fault with it. So it's there like in dire emergency she could use it, but she's actually using his at the moment. That looks like a very, very capable dock. I'm impressed with that. I do wish, though, in a way, there was a way to have these things on the computer in some kind of way. I don't like the fact that I've got a 2012 MacBook Air and I've got a 2018 MacBook Air. And the 2012 MacBook Air is still the one I reach out for, even though the screen's smaller. If I know I'm going to want to put a pen drive in it or something, just something simple like that. Because otherwise I'm going to have to delve into the drawer to find the hub, to find the port, to put... Oh, no, 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 no. Same with the SD card. I've got a plain SD card reader that turns... It's got USB on it. So you just need a USB port and you're done. And again, you know, to get that in the Mac is difficult because you have to reach around the back. So I never bother with that. So I've just got this adapter and I think I'll do it on the 2012. If the 2012 ever dies, I'm going to be so, so knackered. You want to connect two HDMI screens. That's what I'd be looking to do with a machine in the future. I guess that's going to become, you know, you think like, oh, well, they'll include that. No, they're not going to. If you think about the way the world's going, it's going ultra wide. So people only have like one monitor, but it's ultra wide. That wouldn't be great for me. I could probably manage to make videos with it by choosing to record a part of the screen rather than the whole screen. But when it comes to sharing your screen, you don't get that option. So for doing webinars and stuff, that would be a nightmare. For doing YouTube Live, it would be a nightmare. So I think I would stick to the separate monitors. It doesn't, and a lot of people say the join bothers them. I can honestly say the join does not bother me because I've got three monitors, not two. Mike's got two, but he kind of has his second set to the side. So he's not sat with the join banging in front of his face, which I think some people are, and that's what's making them complain about it. But yeah, I think I would always want a minimum of two external monitors, maybe more. But Apple will say, one, you've got the ultra wide option, and two, you've got the sidecar option. That is sidecar, isn't it? Used to be, yeah, sidecar. Which I've tried, and it does work fantastically well. There's just one issue with it, as far as I'm concerned, which was it reset the size of my two external monitors, which I'm controlling with Resolutionator. And it overrides Resolutionator, which is not good. That's the bad side of it. But other than that, I think it could do a capable job. It could do a good job. Oh, Renee's new sidecar works pretty well. I was surprised. The MacBook Air only has two ports. Yeah, I think mine has. It, which is strange. It's got two usable ports. It's got two USB-Cs, which is why I have a dongle for it, which is not as capable as that wasn't that Renee has got. Let me have a look what mine's got on it. It has got on it one HDMI slot, a pass-through power slot, and on the other side, it's got three USB, standard USBs, but they're USB 3. And then it's got a card reader for a standard SD card and a micro SD card. What that does not have on it, but like I say, it wasn't that expensive. It does not have on it a Ethernet port. So I have an Ethernet port attached to a USB-C separate because I don't honestly plug it in that much. I mean, it's bad enough having this dongle dongling off it. This is the dongle that I need to use whenever we do an unboxing. The way that we used to do it, because we've done the unboxings about nine different ways. When we started, we reflected the phone to like Air Server, but it was a bit flaky. It also seemed to stress the connection out. So we tried a million other ways, and the way that we decided on in the end was the way that we would still do it now, where the webcam is attached to the main iMac and it's done via Wirecast. Problem with that is we don't get a local recording of it. So that was why, Paulina High will remember this because you wanted to know how I'd set it up. I set up the webcam, but two webcams next to each other on a sound bar. This was made for microphones, but it worked for the webcams. So that's the way we still do it to this day. So the webcam broadcast that you see is fractionally different than the local recording we get because they're two cameras next to each other on this like monopod thing. So that one has to go to the 2018 MacBook Air. So I need this dongle. So you've got the MacBook Air, which is really capable, but then to make it do anything that you particularly want it to do, because there's no standard USB slots on it, you've got to plug in this dongle. And then I've got that trailing across the desk and all the others. And you just think, do you know what? That Asus laptop where I just plug everything in is fabulous. I know it's heavier. I know it's bulkier, but I don't need to have this dangling off it. So I actually have a cable installed permanently on my desk. At one end of it, there is, it's a USB extension. So at one end of it, I've got the female end. At the other end, I've got the male end. And it goes across the desk in clips. So I can take it out if I need to. But it's there on a permanent basis, basically. So I can attach the cameras. But that looks really good. Impressed with that. And a headphone jack. That's the weird thing as far as I'm concerned. My MacBook Air's got a headphone jack on it. But I just think, like, because they've taken away the MagSafe, it would be really dangerous for me to plug a headphone in because I'm used to Bluetooth and I'd get up and walk off and probably drag the computer with me. So I don't really use that one. Oh, and there's another one for Kim. Ooh, let's have a look at that one. Welcome to Dongle Town. Oh, yes. I've actually got next to me, which we must do when we do the office tour for Tracy. I've got this little drawer unit. It's sold for like makeup, but it's white. The transparent ones, you can see the makeup in it, obviously. But this one's white. It's sold as like a bathroom thing, but it's perfect to put all the little cables and all the dongles in and digital recorders and stuff like that. And that is what is actually in it. So that's all set up and ready to go with my dongles, etc. So that's what's in the one of the secret little drawers. Right, I've got the second link there, so I'm going to open that in another window. You're going to cost me a fortune by the end of this, aren't you? That's similar to mine, but not identical. It's got the Ethernet port on it. That's quite good value, though, that, isn't it? Considering it's got everything on it. I'm impressed with that. I wonder if you can get it in the UK. Shall I do the old change the extension manoeuvre and see if it works? odds are it won't, but, you know, fingers crossed. No, it doesn't like it. It doesn't like it at all. Oh, hang on. Maybe it's that. So has she played?
She's played.
You sound exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, Tracy's going to love this. This is a real reversal of fortunes, this. It is available in the UK, but it's currently out of stock. Is this authorised by Kim? The red one. Paw, give me paw. Come on, give me paw. She's disgusted with me. She ain't going to talk to me now, is she, because of what I did earlier? It wasn't my fault. It was June.
Did it.
Yes, but you only had a pin between your knees. Give me your paw. Good girl. There you go. Yes, it was spot on time, so she's not speaking to either of us at the moment. But the job's done. So normally we find some sexy toys and Tracy says, ah, it's unavailable in Spain. It's there, but it's unavailable in the UK. Oh, there is another one that's £29.15. Let me have a look at that one. Think the thing that's missing. That's exactly the same as the one I've got. So what's missing off it for the extra £4 is the Ethernet one. So it would be good to have one with an Ethernet on. But that's a 7-in-1 and Tracy's was an 8-in-1. Oh, darn it, it's out of stock.
She's happily eating that now.
Oh, she is now. Yes, I quite like that one. Oh.
She's a strange bear.
She is, when she wants to be. Oh, you're all now tempting me, crying out loud. Hello, Pete. Two night shifts and it was ridiculously busy. Well, I would suggest catching up on yesterday's. We had a visitor. We had a guest. It was Simon on live discussing his Mac Mini. So it's in the feed. It's not on the website yet. I'm a little bit behind with the website, but it is in the feed. Do you want to find the feed? Stick the feed in. Oh, and Renee's isn't available in the UK. Do you know, the geography annoys me. All these fake barriers that they put up. You can't have this one, you can't have that one. Ooh,
the feed link.
That one's got so much on it. Yeah, the feed link for the podcast. The on-demand version of Marooned, so nobody misses Simon. Use this one. It's everything you need and not too expensive. Let me have a look at that one. I'm trying to think because mine doesn't have a brand on it and that's not like me. I usually go for an Anker one. So I'm wondering which one it was that I got. I know I got it very, very soon. So maybe it was the only one that you could find. Oh, now that one looks a possibility. That one has got VGA on it as well. Wow. Wow. And that is £43.99 with a £5 voucher. Don't miss the £5 voucher. There's another one at £23.99, but that doesn't have the Ethernet on it. And sometimes when you're transferring a lot of information, it is very handy to have the Ethernet on it, you know, just on occasion, just to transfer off stuff. What I'm doing in relation to that is I'm using one of those SanDisks. The SanDisk, is the SanDisk Extreme? They are amazing. I have had small drives before, you know, external drives, but I've never had one that's like a brand. I just get like a case and then stick anything in it. 1 terabyte. Why is that one £25 cheaper? Well, we'll go for that one, will we? This is the thing I'm talking about. Such a good thing for sneakerware transfer. So instead of attaching it to the network where it's transferring quite slow across the network, I use one of those. That's the 1 terabyte one. There's also two versions. That's the older version and it's a bit cheaper. The newer one has a different connector. It's got a kind of tag sticking out of the side. How weird. Right, I'll put that one in as well. And I think they're both the 1 terabyte ones. I've got one terabyte and a 2 terabyte, but they are blindingly fast. And are the new ones even faster than the old ones? Let's have a look. Similar. It's just the old style. So there is a more modern style, basically. But they are very good. I would highly recommend any of those. Oh, I think that Pete's Docking Station might tempt me a bit. I think it might. One thing I don't tend to use that much anymore is VGA. I did because I couldn't find a difference between that and HDMI with the monitors I was using. Then I realised the monitors I was using did have HDMI. I got... Why would I have been changing those? I think it was a new monitor that I got. And I plugged the monitor in and the colour was shocking. And I thought that these were the monitors that were unceremoniously delivered, if you remember. The ones that they got thrown over the fence, landed on concrete from about a drop of about 7 foot. Don't ask. It does make a change, Pete. I will catch you up with that one. Well, when I plugged the monitor in, I thought it was broken. But then when I decided I would try it on another computer, it was actually fine. So I thought, aha, the VGA was just terrible. The colour was absolutely appalling. However, a VGA on a dongle like that would be useful when you're going, oh, remember the days when you could go out? Yeah, those days. No, I don't remember. Long time ago. Because other people have projectors that only have VGA or something like that. So that would be handy to have available. Let's put it like that. Handy to have available. The one I got was separate, but then that means I'm using both of them. Other thing that's quite handy with that, and I can't tell from that first image, but there looks like there's a slot for the cable. Is that what that slot's for, Pete? Let me carry on and see if I can see where the cable goes. No, it's busy telling me all that it's got and not showing me. Oh, hang on. Does it? It looks like it does. It looks like a little slot to put the cable in. So, portable, convenient design, it says. Oh, and it's got, has it got a case? No, that case looks like it's got a phone in it. So I don't think it ships with a case. But that one looks quite usable. Oh, Pete might have cost me money. I'll ponder that carefully, Pete. You see, if we didn't have silly laptops with no ports at all, we wouldn't have to think about these things. But the reviews on that are very, very good. And somebody says that the 4K at 60 was the main thing and it works for him, which is good news. Now, did that have one or two? Renee's had two. I wonder if it would work if it had the one, which it does. It's got one by the look of it. I wonder if it would work if you plug that then into a switch or some kind of splitter that gave you two. I foresee down the line we're going to have problems if you want to use three monitors. Apple will make it that, you know, it displays on the display and that's it. And if you want it anywhere else, you're going to have to get like a pair of binoculars and see it in stereo vision. I could imagine it. Sounds silly, but I could imagine it. Yes, the cable slots into the side. Oh, Pete, what have you done? I'd have to do a very careful comparison, wouldn't I? Need to be very, very careful with that. But that does look a very nice toy. Very nice. Oh, look, I could have it tomorrow in the next 3 hours, 4 minutes. With £5 off. Oh, no. I must leave it and think about these things carefully. Naughty me. The last thing I need is more toys because I'm not going out, am I? So I don't need going out toys. Mind you, if we put some kind of screen, we did think about that in the extension that replaced the conservatory. Because everyone came in and went, oh, look at that feature wall. You need a TV on that. And I'm thinking, that's my feature wall. Not putting a TV on it. But every single person that came in said, oh, that would be great with an 80-inch plasma on it. But what I thought was, rather than putting something in that, one, is going to cost an absolute fortune, and two, be out of date in 5 minutes flat, and three, then everybody that walks in is what's on the TV. And let's be honest, there's never anything on the TV. And if I wanted to display something from my computers on the TV, then I've got all the cables to worry about. No. That's not the way we're going with it, I thought. No. I've got this lovely white bare wall with two lights on it. So it's got like two feature lights higher up. What if we just put a projector there pointing at said white wall? And then I don't need to worry about the screen and I can replace the projector whenever I want, because let's be honest, it was £40. So that's what we did with it. And it's amazing. Best not get into another scoreboard situation like you do with Johnny falling asleep. My wife logs in and sees what software I bought from the scoreboard. Well, you were, of course, at the moment, Pete, never forget, dear boy, you've got the moral high ground. She stole your Apple Pencil, if you remember. So that expenditure was not your fault.
Reappropriated it.
Reallocated its ownership, as I recall. Worse than that, actually tethering it to kit of her own. And true to form, you only find it after you bought the spare. I can't tell you the number of times I've done that. Not with Apple Pencils, mind. Although I did lose one in the bedroom once. Forgot to put it back. Mike went in there, sat on the bed and
ended up on my bum.
Yes. What's this I've sat on? So then he came in and said, have you got your Apple Pencil? Went, oh, yeah, been here somewhere. And he went, no, it's not. Handed it over. Oh, dear. So, no, at the moment, Pete, you are on the moral high ground. She can't object to anything because you're mentally scarred. Tell her you're mentally scarred from the loss of your pencil and subsequent repurchase of said pencil. Anyway, the Pencil 3 that we were all expecting in March, not happening, is it? No March event. Are we all free in April for an event? How's your webinar situation, Mike?
I don't know.
I've just realised I've not looked at my mail all
I've day. Got webinars in April.
I thought it was quiet.
We don't know if it's a Tuesday. Shall we ask Prosser?
Well, he'll be busy shaving his eyebrows. Never, ever, ever do that, because Timmy would do that just to stop you. Let's have a look at the month and see. Well, let's be honest here. I can't see it being the 6th. Because if it was going to be the 6th, it could have been the week before. And that's the Easter holiday. So it would be Tuesday after Easter Monday. They don't tend to put them on the Tuesday after a holiday. Would they do the 13th? Because that might be unlucky. In which case, that would take us on to the 20th. Then you've got to be thinking, if it pushes forward as far as the 20th, 6 weeks later is WWDC. So again, I'd have to ponder whether it was wise at all. What if we don't have an event at all? Has anybody contemplated that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, and did you write a piece about it and get it viral?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Because if I was wrong, I'd have to shave my eyebrows. Mind you, I shave my eyebrows anyway.
Does anybody know how many seats there are in Alfred? As far as I'm aware, Kim, you can install it on as many machines as you like. Under your control with your license key. I've certainly got it on more than one. So you should be all right with it. If they are aware of how many installs, they're only going to stop you when you get into double figures. Put it like that. As far as I know, it is every Mac you own. Oh, Pete's bought a cutlery set she's been wanting for years. You spent 4 months trying to find, so you've a bit of capital to play with. Yeah, keep that capital. That was very sweet, actually, wasn't it? Oh, yes. I would say that's more than a bit. That's definitely worth a few points in itself. With that and the Apple Pencil, you're definitely on the moral high ground forever. And if you ever find out what the cable is, even more so. Or you find some like pot of gold buried in the garden. Something like that would work as well. Does Alfred actually tell you? Alfred, Mac OS. Would help if you spelt that right, if you're intending on finding it. I do wish when you go to a site of a company that's offering software, whatever software they are offering, that they have an FAQ page. So let's test Alfred. It does have an FAQ page. It's called Help. And then you've got the FAQs at the bottom. Can I migrate preferences and stuff? There is one question, which is how do I activate the license? Right, so I've gone down to that. But it doesn't actually say in your face you've got X number of activations. Interesting. PowerPack license FAQ. Right. There is an activation for it. Doesn't say how many, though. Which, you know, just make this easy. If you have a single user or family license purchased before 2019, you can upgrade it at a discount. Well, I definitely didn't go for a family license, but as a single personal license, it says to activate it, and then it tells you what you can do. Interesting. No, it doesn't say. This is an Alfred. No, does not say. Gives you all of the things. And it talks about being corporate license codes being over subscribed to. But it doesn't mention individual ones. But I took the approach with it that you should be able to activate it on more than one machine for the simple reason that they talk you through the business of using Dropbox and how to hook up a second install to Dropbox, which would be totally irrelevant if you couldn't install it on two machines. So I think I've got mine on at least 4 or 5, and I've never had a problem with it. But it doesn't actually tell you. So maybe it's like, well, you think they would. Let's just try license installs and see if it says. Troubleshooting.
Is Overcast free?
I think part of it is, but there might be a part that's not. I don't know why.
Because Tony's asking what he should download to listen to the show.
Well, you can use, most of them have a free option.
Use Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts is totally free and you can do it from there.
Yeah.
You'd still need the URL.
Which I'll put in the chat.
Do you know, it literally does not tell you. But I know I've done it, Kim, and it's been fine. So it's never come back and said, like, you're overactivating it. I think they know because they can count. So they probably do it the way they do it in Scrivener. They have, like, a count on their end that can see active installs. Obviously, if one's not been installed or used for ages, so let's say you have a machine, machine A, and you're using it and it dies and you install it on machine B. At that point, it will activate on machine B. But 3 years later, if you've not touched that first machine, they know that it probably died and they're very, very fair with it. Scrivener are exactly the same. There was one issue a while back with Scrivener. It's activated unless you buy it from the App Store, in which case it's not. But if you buy it from them, and I've always had it direct from them, they can tell how many activations you've got. But they've always said it's a very kind of gentle activation. That one, if it can't activate via the activation server, it will activate anyway. So if you are offline for whatever reason, you need to install it. It will work anyway without activating. It will then wait 3 days and then try again. And it will only like really complain right down the line. They also don't complain if you've installed it like 10 times because they can see that it's from the same IP address, which means it's probably you. They only get really sniffy when it starts coming from all over the world and the 3,000 activations, in which case they will then deactivate that serial number. But you should be absolutely fine with that. Talking of that, do you remember when we talked about Netflix and hijacking Mike's mum's password? But we haven't done that. Well, apparently Netflix have got wise to it. Darn it. And they're clamping down on password sharing.
Yeah, because Tracy offered to.
No, and it was like the next day that I read it and I thought, typical. Were they listening to Marooned? So what they're saying is, you know, if you come to activate it, so you come to log into Netflix, they're going to do a geographic check and an IP address check to see, you know, are you the primary card holder, account holder that's been logging in for 5 years? If all of a sudden they find you're in a different city or a different country, they're going to suggest that you buy your own account. I thought that's pretty difficult to actually prove. You could be showing that message to somebody who is the primary account holder and paying the bill, or you could be showing it to, you know, their aunt that they've shared it with so they can watch The Crown. What do you think to that? Do you think that's a bit tight? Do you think everyone should have their own? And, you know, how would you police that? Because something, Now TV, the one that we have, that used to allow you, I think it was 2 activations, so 2 different devices. But I thought this isn't sustainable to be ringing them up and asking them to switch devices. Because honestly, at that point, how many people have got more than 2 devices? Quite a lot. 2 really isn't much. I think now you can probably have 4, maybe even going up to 5, and you can manage them yourself. And I don't mind if you can manage them yourself because you can toggle them on and off. I don't know whether Now TV would bother with that at all, but clearly Netflix aren't doing that. It's via the account. So people are logging in multiple times, but they're actually different people, which I guess Netflix could tell because you'd have to install Netflix.
Louder.
And if you're installing Netflix, you would be installing it via your Apple ID. And if your Apple ID doesn't match the Apple ID that is used to access Netflix usually, then they're going to know it's not you. But I don't know. Oh, that one's going to be interesting, isn't it? I wonder if I think it will play in an RSS feed reader.
Will it?
It depends on the RSS feed reader.
Hmm. I've got...
let me think. I don't think I've tested it.
I've got News Explorer.
I've got News Explorer because that's the one that I use. But then I'd need the marooned RSS feed, wouldn't I? The URL. Which, of course,
authorize
is
authorize your News Explorer to access your account.
15th in again, Simon. Yes, but you were the star of the show yesterday, as has been discussed today. So what we're helping people do at the moment is get subscribed to the feed so they can listen to your star appearance. Young Jonathan missed it, obviously, so he's going to catch up for a start. Let me see. So if I open the presentation for this week. Oh, yes, some of it's even done. Let's go right down to the bottom. Mike takes it all back, you see, because he didn't know in the first place, did you, Mike?
No. I didn't know you could do that.
Well, the clue's in the name, Feed Reader, and that's an XML file.
Yeah, so, but I didn't think it would pull an audio file.
You didn't think it would work, you mean?
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, yes, I've got a testing thing. That's what I've got. Already done it. I've got a testing section in my RSS feed reader, which is News Explorer. The reason I use News Explorer is it's identical on Mac and iOS. So some of them are amazing on iOS and shocking on Mac. So this one's good on both as far as I'm concerned. So I do have it in there as a test feed and it loads in and there's a little player at the bottom. So it already says marooned at Mark Byshead Quarters Day 366 and at the bottom 1 year in it's our birthday. And I should have put and starring Simon. But there is a player, so you can play it straight from there. What are you doing? She's gnawing away at herself and then starts coughing. Right, play with the chicken. Right, I've got the chicken. There's the chicken. Well, it doesn't look like she's playing with the chicken, but I'm clearly playing with the chicken. So how are you doing, Simon? How has your Mac Mini been today? Let us know. I don't think it's as convenient to listen to it in an RSS feed reader, though, because you've got very little control over, like, whether you want to speed it up, slow it down, save a position. Does it use chapter marker? We don't actually tend to put that many chapter markers in.
No, it's just got player.
It's literally just a player. But it works. It works. So, yes, it does work, Mike. You're lying to everybody. But I'm sure they'll forgive you. How's Dusty doing as well? Has Dusty been out? And what are you going to do with your Hackintosh? Are you going to attempt to fix it? Because I guess the way it's going, nobody's going to be able to use macOS on anything other than Apple chips in the future. So it might only have a short lifespan. Oh, everything is behaving today. Fewer nagging notifications and requests for security. From memory, I think mine took about 5 weeks to stop bothering me on a constant basis. Out for 3 hours. Oh, wow. Wow. Lola was quite tired, actually. She did settle this afternoon with me. So she must have been tired. Yeah. You must have exhausted her in the morning. But 3 hours, that does sound amazing. I was going to mention something else about that. Oh, yes, you may not have seen this, but in my RSS feed reader thingy, News Explorer, there was a story today, and I thought it was an absolute classic. Let me find his name. Justin Long. Who remembers Justin Long? Who remembers the name in terms of Macs and Mac-related things? Let me get that open and then I can copy it. He's aged a bit, but he is integrally linked with Mac history. Do you know?
No idea.
You don't know Justin Long?
No.
What about
I
John?
I know his sister.
John. Janice. John, was it Hodgkin? Hodgkinson?
Oh, Mac and PC.
And Mac and PC. Oh, yes. Justin Long was Mac. So let me put this link in for you. There we go. Intel has launched a range of new adverts that feature him, the former I'm a Mac star from Apple's popular ad campaign, which ran from 2006 to 2009. But they were iconic because everybody remembers them to this day. it's a flip of the Apple Mac versus PC ads with Intel showing Long checking out various PCs and previously powered by Intel, and features powered by Intel, with punchlines being what Apple's M1 Macs can't do. does that strike you? Do you know, they should have kept him. They should have kept him on at Apple, because that's unfortunate, to be honest. But apparently the campaign is called Go PC, which I know sounds silly, but let's be honest, all of us are thinking it might come to that at some point. I think they're pushing games and portability. But he's basically in a room with a million Macs, isn't he? But if Apple had kept him on the payroll, that would have stopped that. The PC guy being hired by Mark, he was by far the funnier of the two. See, the other one, these, I'm considering they're finished 12 years ago. That's amazing. He's doing these ads, and Apple brought back, it was Apple that brought back John Hodgkinson, wasn't it? Or whatever his name was. Recently, for just one ad. Wasn't he at the end of a keynote? It was fantastic. Right. I'm sure it was. It was fantastic. Is that him, or was Justin Long the guy with the baggy pants? Justin Long was the younger of the two, the cooler of the two. I mean, my favourite advert has got to be Councillor Allow, with that security guard behind. It was absolutely fantastic.
A bit too close to the bone now.
That's the problem. You know, it was such a good ad in its day. And then Apple have put in this security to ridiculous levels. And
it's
now you can't really watch it because you're thinking to yourself, really? Really? No, the PC was the one in the suit, and Justin Long was the cool guy in the shirt and the jeans. That there is my favourite ad. Cancel or allow. What are you doing with that chicken? Not doing anything with the chicken, Mummy. Not squeaking the chicken, am I, Daddy?
No.
No. He's obviously does no good, does it? Because then you start coughing. Oh, I'm gonna have to watch that cancel or allow later. I definitely am. Do you know, I don't remember that one, Simon. Simon liked the one where they were using flamethrowers against the little Intel people. I do not remember that. Cancel or allow was my absolute favourite, but now I can't look at it because it's just a mockery. Apple's become a parody of itself. I know they have to get security, but why that they force an app that is, let's say, a word processor, to ask for permission to save documents to the documents folder, I will never understand. I can understand it saying, you know, this is a system folder. If it's the library, don't save files here, but not the documents folder or the downloads folder. Because what happens is it's protected enough as far as I'm concerned with SIP protection. So if you make every little thing that people do, they get a dialog box and they've got to read that and then they've got to say yes or no. You get decision fatigue. In the end, you'll be saying yes to anything just to try and get some work done. So I think it can be counterproductive to the extent that setting up a new Mac, you literally can't do anything. And like you said, you've had it where it asks you for permission after you've logged into something that you've used before that you then have to say yes to and then log out and then log back in again. Yeah. But if that's a webinar and the URL's expired because you've used it once, that's bad news. Mm. So why they can't just say at the beginning of using an app, these are all the permissions we are ever going to ask you for, sort them out now. I don't know. Another one that's doing that is, I think it's not Camtasia, so it must be ScreenFlow. Now the ScreenFlow or Screenium or Screen, what's the other one? ScreenFlick, because they're the ones that I use. And it's telling me every single time that I use it, do I want it to record keystrokes? And it can't record keystrokes. And then I got the same message on Wirecast. So really, Apple have decided that it can't record screen keys that you've pressed. I get that, because that's similar to a keylogger. But you've actually taken away a feature that was fine and working before. And now I've got to do it by hand. So I don't appreciate that. I think you should be able to say, for this application, in this circumstance, I want to be able to do that, but not generally. But you know, so as soon as it loses its focus, then you can't do that. But Apple know their own job better, allegedly. But it's making my life more difficult, so don't like that. I need to find the one about the flamethrowers. I will do that. I will do PC or Mac. It's probably Mac or PC, isn't it? Flamethrowers. Because I don't remember that at all. Is it that one? which computer is right for you? Oh, no, that's a long article. Oh, no, we don't want a long article. We want something exciting. Right. I will try finding that. It keeps coming up with that article, which, funnily enough, is on intel.co.uk. Oh, 12th of February 2021, ZDNet, dump your Apple Mac and get a PC. Oh, in brackets, says Intel. I think we know where that's going. I think we know that. Oh, Kim had not seen Cancel or Allow. Oh, if you can just imagine, Kim, that back in 2009 when that came out, the Mac was fabulous. You didn't have all this Cancel or Allow. It just worked. That ad, brilliant. And the first thing I thought when I was setting up this new Mac, it's Cancel or Allow, Cancel or Allow, Cancel or Allow. I thought, this is a parody. It didn't even say OK or Cancel. It said Cancel or Allow. And I couldn't get that ad out of my head. The iMac at the end looks tiny. It was probably a 21-inch, maybe a 24. Because the 27-inch didn't come out until those ads had finished. So it's definitely not the one that we've got now. What is scary is, though, that was the year that the 27-inch iMac came out, I think. I think it was 2010, because I remember buying one in 2010. And it's not changed since, apart from that plastic back incident, which we won't talk about, because that was the 24-inch. That was bad news. I think I did buy that in 2009. But that's the Mac I wish I'd never bought. But I needed to, because in hindsight, as my mother suggested would happen, and she was quite right, the repair might not go well, she said. It might take longer than you think, she said. Yeah, 3 months. She wasn't wrong. So that was my primary Mac for all that time. Soon as the 27-inch came out, I was like, I'm getting the 27-inch. And the 24-inch with the black back became the testing machine. And I think it only died about two OSs ago. And I used to use it. That was the machine that got the new OS on the day it was released. This time, that honour, dubious honour with Biggles, went to my 2018 MacBook Air. Initially, poor thing was going to take some time to recover. I would say it's back. It's reasonable at the moment. I'm not a particular fan of the interface. The corners are a bit too round. I see no need for that, because you're losing pixels in the corners just for the look of the thing. So I can't say it's pretty. Looks like it's been hit by the ugly stick. With the icons at the top being literally not even black and white. They're kind of pale and insipid. It's awful. I don't like the interface. But I can see I'm going to have to move that way, because Apple now are no longer fixing things that are wrong on Catalina. So if you've got something in Catalina and it's not working, well, they're not going to fix it. So upgrade to Biggles, and they fixed it on Biggles. So I'm going to have to go sooner or later. But it's just a matter of when. Is anybody else thinking of doing Biggles imminently? Let me know. Let me know in the chat. If I'm going to go there, usually what I would do is do it in the next holiday or the holiday after that. So our next holiday is a little bit too soon to be thinking about Biggles. We have a week off at Easter, and we hook it up with the extra days. And that way we get like 10, 11 days off. So that would be one point to Biggles. The other point to Biggles would be our next holiday. Have you booked that yet?
Can't.
Can't you?
I have. The June one.
Oh, we're having a holiday in June as well.
I've got days to use.
Oh, right. Didn't know about a June holiday. Okay, in that case, there would be a June holiday. That's not a full week, is it?
No,
is
it? It's two.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from. Okay, or there's the June holiday, or there's the August holiday.
Been in the calendar for ages.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the calendar for June.
Oh.
Can I just point out this from the man who said, what day is it? About 3 days ago, you said, what day is it? I promptly got a calendar up to my lord.
Yeah, that's why I've changed the complication on my watch.
Right, so now you do know what day it is. I'm glad about that.
No, I can't book August.
Well, I would say as long...
It goes to June.
Well, I would say as long as nobody books it first. Because originally, the rationale for this, you booking it, was because they always needed to have two people in the office. But that's been going so well.
That was years ago.
Yeah, so now it doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah, because when you took 5 weeks off at Christmas, they got a bit uppity. Maybe they thought you were going for another job.
Yeah, but half of that was bereavement leave.
No, it might have turned into bereavement. Oh, it did, didn't it? It did. It did turn into bereavement leave. You're quite right. Right, I'm checking this link now. Got a YouTube toy. When was that from? The G3 Toasted. Ooh, I don't remember that one. Oh, I don't think I do. Let's have a look. Oh, the fireman thing. No, I don't think I do. Mind you, if it was a G3, a power Mac, I probably wouldn't have seen that. This could have been one of the very first Intel ads then, if it's sorting it and talking about that. Oh, I'm going to have a look at that. Look at the state of that computer, the power Mac G3. No, I have not seen that toasted one. No. Love the dance at the end. That's brilliant. Ooh, Kim was surprised to find Biggles on the MacBook Air. He got it from the Veterans Web Access, and they're usually 6 months to a year old. Well, we got the option, didn't we? And now we've got two different options. I mean, one option is just to say, right, OK, do the Biggles thing, you know, no looking back, and put it over the top of Catalina. I wouldn't build it from scratch again. Not given the cancel or allow, I couldn't face it. So I would put it over the top of Catalina. There are two other options besides that. One would be to put Biggles on an external drive and see how it goes from there. So try it on an external drive first. Because the way that I've got the Mac set up, if I duplicated this to an external drive, handily, they were on sale yesterday and I got one. A 1 terabyte SSD. If I duplicated it out first and then put Biggles on the top of it, there's very little data on the machine anyway. It's all in clouds, which would synchronize itself if I didn't needed to switch back to Catalina. The other option is to put Catalina on a bootable external and then put Biggles on the internal. And then if you do have problems, you know, you've got a way out without having to restore the image back to the main hard drive. I'm thinking testing the Biggles thing out first would be a good idea. I don't know, though, whether I'm going to be able to test what I would need to test. And that would be things like Wirecast, because it's activated. And I don't know what it would make of being on an external drive. Yes, it's the same physical machine, but it's an external drive. So I don't know. So I've got all of that to ponder and think about. So I will ponder and think about that and we'll see how we go with it. Still contemplating. But June might be an option. I'd totally forgotten about the holiday in June. Mm. We're going anywhere nice?
Costa del Sol.
Oh, maybe we might move into the extension for the week or something, you know, just for a change. Mm. Yeah. We'll see how that goes. Oh, Renee wants to install Big Sur on a 2012 27-inch iMac, but it won't. So he's stuck with Catalina. That was really one of the cutoffs, wasn't it, 2012? My MacBook Air won't take it. It's one computer back from what will take it. So that's Catalina and that's as far as it's going. So I would still have a Catalina machine. I think I'm at the stage where unless anything catastrophic broke, I could probably Biggles and be done with it. But until you're using it in everyday situations, you don't know what all of a sudden there's one tiny app and it's not working properly. You just don't know. But I'm actually at the situation at the moment, and I will explain which one on Friday and why. But I've got an application that has a fault on Catalina that's fixed on Biggles. Not because the app developer can't be bothered to fix it on Catalina. It's an Apple issue. They're using Apple controls and they can't fix it on Catalina. If I decide that this app is that critical to my workflow, which at the moment is relatively new, then I'm going to be thinking to myself, I can't put up with this fault that's in it. So maybe I need to Biggles. That's why I'm thinking about it at the moment. CQ, Deb, CQ.
Shall I post the theme before Kath starts knacking at me?
Oh, yeah, get it in the Brooklyn's thing and then we can share it. And then I'll send it to Frank.
Right.
Are you mopping up down there?
There we go.
Right, so is it in Facebook?
It will
or WhatsApp
be.
Or wherever you're putting
it's
it?
It's in WhatsApp. It's about to go in Facebook.
Right, Deb's just in time then to know what the theme is. Oh, excellent timing. Right, it's come through on there. So why don't you spill the beans, Mike?
Saturday night's by request theme is...
Do you want a drum roll?
Or we could have a duh, 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 duh.
I haven't got one of those. I've got one of these. Let me think. What would work well for that? An announcement. That one. Right. What's the theme?
The theme is cops and robbers.
Ooh. Can I say what you said, or would that be bad?
What did I say?
Because I thought it was quite insightful. So we rattled off a few between us that we'd thought of. And then I said to Mike, oh, no, you said, didn't you? And Mike said, or anything by...
the police.
Can't remember which ones we said now. Obviously, the smooth criminal. Have we ever done a Michael Jackson? Why is it okay to do a Michael Jackson, but not a Gary Glitter?
I don't know.
No, I'll ponder that and we'll wonder. So, oh, Axel F, Harold Faltermeyer. Do you remember young Jonathan with that? Didn't know there was an original.
Mm.
Oh, he had one from somebody. Oh, on the popo. Oh, you see, you're all coming out with these suggestions now. I can't remember what mine was. Because you, obviously you've got, oh, I know one, You Little Thief. Oh, Fergal, yeah. Sharkey. Yeah, so we're going to ponder all of that. Good night, Simon. We're heading off to as well. He was never convicted. That's true. That is actually true. I think he was convicted by the press when he'd finished. Maybe that's why. Anyway, so good night to Simon. And we'll say good night to you all as we head off and sort it out. Oh, this is going to be fun. Oh, can you imagine Kath with her tenuous? Do you know what you could play legitimately? Half of Johnny Cash's. Because that was from Folsom Prison.
Mm. Yeah.
But I've got a sneaking suspicion the Rev Blue Jeans might be that turn out to be the prison pastor or something. In another life. This is going to be epic. So good night to each and every one of you. It's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.